As Republicans try to gain more support for the health care bill passed yesterday, or released yesterday, rather, there are a lot of questions today about how it would impact consumers, hospitals, and the drug industry. As of now, a major pharmaceutical trade association has not taken a position on the bill, but rolling back Medicaid coverage is expected to hurt the industry's sales. Kerry Geiger of Bloomberg News joins us from New York. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And tell us more about what provisions in this bill would impact the drug industry.
Well, the drug industry, just going back to Obamacare, was relatively unscathed by how Obamacare and, well, the ACA was set up. It's unclear exactly what the Senate bill is going to do. We know for sure that they want to roll back Medicare, which will impact
Medicaid.
Companies. However, the biggest loser for that rollback is going to be hospitals and healthcare stocks rather than the pharma industry. The pharma industry looks like it has a lot of advocates within the Trump administration, and this bill kind of leaves them alone largely.
Well, Moody's Investor Services estimates that that Medicaid is responsible for 10% of spending on drugs in the U.S. So I would imagine that the drug industry would not want to see cuts to Medicaid, at least from the perspective of their bottom line.
It's very well that could be the case. It'll be interesting to see what position they come out on. You know, they have a lot of negotiating power with healthcare centers and hospitals on how drugs are priced. So they could change the formula on that to make up for it. So it'll be interesting to see how the business model is tweaked to ensure that some of those cuts don't eat into their profits, which, as we know, it's an incredibly profitable industry.
Yes. And President Trump has been very critical of that during the campaign of the drug industry for high prices and rising prices. This week, we got news of a draft order from the White House on the industry. What's in it?
So the draft order was, you know, pretty interesting news. You know, of course, as you said, Trump basically said last January that the industry is getting away with murder and he was going to come down hard on drug companies with pricing. The draft order, though, looks to be a way to relieve regulations that basically the people that put this together see as kind of holding pharma companies back rather than a direct attack on drug prices. So these are things that the drug industry has largely asked for or would, you know, essentially champion. It could be like the easing of federal programs requiring pharmaceutical companies to give discounts to hospitals serving low-income patients. That could be helpful to their business model. It's also looking at value-based agreements, and this is where pharmaceutical companies and insurers agree to pay for drugs based, essentially on how well they work and their effectiveness, which is also an industry-backed proposal. So this draft order, you know, really seems to be working in favor for the drug industry, very different from, of course, what Trump said in January.
Yeah, he's been talking about getting the U.S. to be able to negotiate drug prices down. Doesn't sound like that's what this does at all.
No, it you know, it's going back to this whole issue of regulation. And, you know, regulation is a word that is thrown around by you know, both sides of the campaigns during the president's election on easing regulations to help business. It's never entirely clear what those regulations are or what you need to get rid of, but it doesn't look like drug pricing is going to be under siege anytime soon.
That's Kerry Geiger of Bloomberg News. Kerry, thanks.
Thank you.